Well, we're reading to this evening the Mass of the Friday after Ash Wednesday, and you, if you're following along in your Missal, have probably noticed by now the theme of today's Mass, which is that of fraternal charity, the love of one's neighbor. And it's interesting today that how it all ties together today. The stational church, that is the church that the Pope would go to in the olden days and offer Mass at on this day, is the Church of Saints John and Paul, who are known for their charity. And then, too, we have today another saint of charity, Saint John of God. And you see in the epistle today, it talks about the works of mercy, giving food to the hungry, to the poor and the needy. And then you see in the gospel our Lord's message to his disciples today. He says, you have heard it said that you're supposed to love your neighbor, to love your friend, and then, but that you're not supposed to love your enemy. But he says, our Lord says, but I say to you that you must love your neighbor too. Because if you only love those that love you, well, what reward is there in it? Don't even the heathens, the Pharisees, do that? Well, today, as I said, we honor a saint known for his charity, and especially for his corporal works of mercy, and that is Saint John of God. You know, when he was born, they said that there was a pillar of fire came from heaven, that shone down upon his father's house, and then the church bells at the local church were rung by invisible hands. And it was sort of heaven and earth coming together to rejoice over the birth of this great child who was destined to be a saint. Well, his life started out to be a very sad one. And it took one bad turn and then another and another. But it was all God's ways of arranging everything in his providential way to lead him to his true calling in life. When he was just 8 years old, there was a priest that came to visit his father and his family. And, well, Saint John of God, he wandered out of the house secretly, followed the priest into town, and the priest sort of walked away from him, left him there on the street. So the little child then found a shepherd who was taking care of his flock. So he stayed with the shepherd, worked for him until he was about 21 years old, and then the master there, the shepherd, said that his daughter would like to get married, and offered his daughter's hand in marriage to Saint John of God. Well, he wanted no part of that. So then he decided to enter into the military, and there he became a bit lax in his morals. On top of it, on one occasion he was riding his horse and fell off and got seriously injured. Then on another occasion, he was guarding the old term is the booty of that they had just captured from the enemies. And as he was guarding it, the enemy came back and they took it away again. So his own superior in the military condemned him to death for this, but then had a bit of mercy and let him go without being put to death. And then, but he was driven away in a most humiliating way out of the military. So he joined the shepherd again. And then after working with the shepherd for a while, he again went back to the military, this time to fight against the Turks. And here's where it comes full circle. Once the war against the Turks was ended, he came back home. He hadn't been there since he was 8 years old. And he went to visit his parents. And there he learned a very sad fact, that his mother had died. She had died of grief because of St. John's departure many, many years ago. She died of grief. But he then became sad and did penance for his sin for that action. And on one occasion, he saw a little boy out in the cold, just shivering. He was freezing. So he went and he picked up this little child and carried him to a place. He did his first real act of charity here, you might say. But as he was carrying the child, he became heavier and heavier and heavier, and finally had to put him down and rest a little bit. And at the end, he showed him a figure as a pomegranate with a cross on top of it. And he said to St. John, "John, you'll find your cross in Granada." So then St. John went from his home to Granada. There he went into a church and heard a priest giving a sermon. And it filled him with sorrow. And he began really a life of conversion. And in order to practice humility, he would act like a madman. He's famous for that, St. John of God was. And he played the part so perfectly that they put him in the loony bin for a while. Well, eventually, the priest that gave that sermon on that occasion, and it made him start to do more and more penance, he came into the loony bin and he said, "John, do your duty. Follow the will of God." And then he told him where he'd find the will of God. He'd find it in taking care of the sick and the poor. So you see, his whole life went full circle. Now he's finally found his vocation, his calling in life, that of charity, taking care of the sick and the poor. And so he established hospitals, a religious order that would take care of the sick and the poor. And whenever he would go out asking for alms, that's a Lenten theme, isn't it? Giving alms. And whenever he would go out asking for alms, do you know what he'd say? He would say to the people he was asking for money, "Be merciful to yourself." And then he would say, "Because almsgiving is more beneficial to the giver than it is to the receiver." That's a thought worth thinking about. It is, as our Lord says, more blessed to give than to receive. And there's much more reward in that. And when he was calumniated, he said of his enemies, he would never hold a grudge. He said, "If I wish to save my soul, then I have to pardon my enemies. Sooner or later, I must pardon my enemies. And so I will do it rather this moment than later." So you see his charity even there. Today, let's ask St. John of God for an increase of that charity that he points out to us. The love of our neighbor, we do this by prayers for them, and the love of the needy and the poor by almsgiving and the like. And if you can't give money, give prayers and remember them in your masses. In this way, you're being merciful to yourself more than to others, because charity covers a multitude of sins, and that's what we're after, is the forgiveness of our own sins. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.